Blackstone Audio presents A Perilous Conception by Larry Karp. This book is read by Traber Burns and Sean Renette. This one's for Mary Forster, my medical colleague for 25 years, my friend for 40 and counting. Both assignments were tough duty for her at times, and I'm grateful past words. Great perils have this beauty, that they bring to light the fraternity of strangers. Victor Hugo.
Chapter 1. Thursday, April 28, 1977. Sanford. One last look in the hall mirror. I straightened my tie, brushed my hand over that unruly clump of hair above my right ear. Should I be suave and assured, or would I come off better as wide-eyed and enthusiastic, maybe even a little eccentric? As I glanced at the gray fabric-covered logbook in my hand, I caught the reflection of my smile in the mirror. Perfect. Cool, self-possessed. Yes. Suave was the way to go. I didn't need to check my watch, but did anyway. Couple of minutes past one, almost an hour till the press conference. By 5 o'clock, I'd be on the local news right at the top, and tomorrow morning my face would be on every screen from San Francisco to Timbuktu. Well, my face and Giselle Hearn's, fair enough. I'd make sure to say I couldn't have done it without her, but there'd be no doubt who'd been the project leader and who the co-worker. I smiled again. Good move, borrowing Giselle's lab log.